Too Hard to Swallow podcast. It's Sunday, June 13th, 10:38 p.m. I'm getting a little earlier with it. Not at 11 anymore. Hey, thank y'all for tuning in. Go check out our Instagram page at Too Hard to Swallow podcast and check out our merch. The link is going to be in the description of this episode and every other episode. And if you in the Jackson area, and holler at Jenkins Roofing Company. The owner, Walter Jenkins, is a man who has over 30 years experience. And he's licensed and bonded. And he's done a lot of great work for a lot of my family members. So any roofing needs, let him handle any of your roofing needs in Jackson area. And the number is 601-760-5129. So again, that's 601-760-5129. Walter Jenkins at Jenkins Roofing Company. He can handle all your roofing needs if you're in the Metro Jackson area. All right. Now that we got that out the way, I want to say congrats to Layla Temple and Akira Washington out of West Point. For those of you who don't know, those in West Point, Mississippi, my home state, their high school had a black valedictorian and a black salutatorian. And people was in the uproar over it. And they got mad. And because they got mad, they came up with having a co-valedictorian and a co-salutatorian. So, which of course, both of those people that was added was white. So, yeah, y'all do your Googles on that. West Point, Mississippi, at West Point High School. But I still want to say congratulations to them because they not taking this shit lying down. They hollering at everybody. I'm seeing them talk to everybody in major media. And I hope they sue and fuck West Point High School. You know, fuck all the people who made the decision to have a co-valedictorian and a co-salutatorian. So fuck all y'all. Fuck West Point. But that wasn't what I wanted to talk about today, man. Today I wanted to talk about a lawsuit that workers at Houston Methodist, you know, it was a bunch of workers at this particular hospital who didn't want the vaccine, wasn't trying to get the vaccine, and the hospital said, hey, if you don't take the vaccine, we will fire you. So that shit was crazy. And I'm just going to read a little bit from ABC News. Is the title of the article is Judge Tosses Lawsuit Against Hospital Over Staff Vaccine Mandate. So judge threw the lawsuit out. Okay, it say a Texas judge dismissed a lawsuit against Houston Methodist Hospital over its policy that mandated all staff needed to be vaccinated against COVID-19 or face suspension. The hospital set a deadline for June 7th for its 26,000 employees to get a vaccine so that its facilities can be safe from the virus and provide patients with the best protection, according to the Houston Methodist. However, 117 employees, including nurse Jennifer Bridges, contended that the hospital was illegally requiring its employees to be injected with an experimental vaccine as a condition of employment. According to the suit filed at the end of May, in the 5-page decision issued Saturday night, U.S. District Judge Lynn Hughes rejected the plaintiff's complaint that the COVID-19 vaccine were unsafe. So, yeah, man. And see, you can go on and read, go to abcnews.com and read the rest of the article. But I wanted to talk about this because, and you know, I'm not against the vaccine, you know. So, you know, if you want to take the vaccine, I'm cool with that. If you don't want to take it, I'm cool with that. But what my problem with it is the freedom. You should have the freedom to take this shit or not. And with the judge tossing this lawsuit out, I think it's one step closer to them making a mandate for you to take this vaccine on all jobs and at all schools across the country. And that's bullshit. You shouldn't have to take this vaccine if you don't want to. So for them to make it mandatory at this hospital, I think is I think is bullshit. But hold on, it's a spot in the article where it say the judge added that Texas law only protects employees from wrongful termination if they refuse to commit an illegal act. Well, so I guess the motherfuckers will probably be you know, the motherfuckers probably still get fired, but it, like you say, it's fucked up. And I'm glad they trying to fight this shit, and hopefully they win it, man, because you shouldn't be forced to take a shot if you don't want it. Because like I said, they're going to require us to make these kids take that shot. And that's my prediction. And it may not be this year, may not be next year. It may be on down. It may be 5 years from now. Who knows? But at least 5 years from now, we have better research, better data on the shot, you know. But as of right now, it's fucked up. And we had to stay on our Congress people, man. So, hey. Oh, snap. Hold on. Let me read another part of this article. At the end of June deadline, 24,947 hospital employees, 96%, have been vaccinated, according to a spokesperson for Houston Methodist. There were 178 employees who were suspended for not getting their shot in time. And they would have until June 21st to get one shot before they are terminated, the spokeswoman told ABC News on Sunday. As of June 11th, there were at least 27 suspended employees who got their first shot, the hospital told ABC News. Wow. That shit is crazy. man, it's unfortunate that wow, that is. It's interesting because Governor Abbott, the governor of Texas, I know he against mandating the vaccine. He a Republican, so all the Republicans against that shit. So it's interesting though. But wow, these people got fired, man, for over a shot. 27 of them gave in and just said, fuck it. That is crazy. Wow, man. They gotta do better. You know what I'm saying? And to me, I'm always a conspiracy theorist. I never seen them give away as much shit as they've been giving away the past few months. They giving away lottery tickets, like millions of dollars. They giving away weed. They giving away cars and shit. They ain't never did no shit like that for taking a shot. So that's what got me suspect. Because it got to be something in it for them. But hey, like I said, man, stay on your senators, your people in Congress, because we can't let these people force us to take a shot. Now, if you want to take that motherfucker on your own, that's fine. But forcing us to take a shot for our jobs, for our kids, that's bullshit. We got to constantly fight against that. Salute to all those good people down in Houston at Houston Methodist who fighting this shit. Because I think in the long run, they're going to win. And I hope they win. I pray they win. But yeah, that's what I got. I had to speak on that and bring that to y'all attention. Yeah, man. Go to the link in the description. Take you to the website. Get the merch. Check out the Instagram page. And hey, you've been listening to the Too Hard to Swallow podcast. I'm Bobby Cruder Jr. Until next time.